Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon. I would like to start by thanking World Science Forum, UNESCO, and the Hungarian Academy of Science for the invitation. I am president of the CSIC, which stands for National Council for Research in Spain. And today, also, I am speaking as vice president of Science Europe. Of course, I am very pleased to speak on this important matter to this distinguished and impressive audience. Allow me a few words about Science Europe. Science Europe is an association of European research, performing and research funding organizations. At Science Europe, much of our work consists in achieving a common vision between our 15 members organizations, who between them have significant research policy responsibilities in extremely diverse countries with very different political and legal systems. But despite this different context, we share the core values and the understanding that it is our responsibility to provide researchers with the best possible conditions to carry out the world-class science that is so important to our knowledge, society, and our human civilization. And we believe that collaboration is the best way to fulfill that responsibility. You will recognize among the abbreviation in the screen some of the most important institutions involved in the performance and support of excellent science in Europe, including one of our hosts here, the Hungarian Academy of Science, MTA, as well as my own organization, the CSIC in Spain, and many of our sister organizations from up to 27 countries. The Science Europe Roadmap, which is our overall strategic plan for the association, states that the ultimate mission for the association is to contribute to the design and development of a strong and effective European research system. To achieve its mission, Science Europe structures its activities along these four strategic objectives: supporting borderless science by fostering harmonization of procedures, improving the scientific environment by reducing the risk of unfair career advancement based on fraudulent results, facilitating science by increasing the efficiency of the R&D systems through increased trust between scientists and scientific results, and communicating science by helping to build and maintain public support for science. All four of these are highly relevant, and confidence and trust in science plays a central role in all of them. Confidence or trust is an integral part of the scientific endeavor. For instance, reliability and reproducibility of results are a condition for the incremental nature of science. Researchers need to be able to trust their own results as well as those of others, as reported in papers, conferences, journal articles, research reports, and so on. I want to mention some challenges that are putting pressure on the confidence in science and why it is important to address them. Confidence in research results. We know that today digital technologies allow for the unprecedented amounts of data to be produced, analyzed, and stored. So the volume of scientific information available today is huge. Scientists and also citizens trust this information to be true and built on that foundation. But we also know that reproducing scientific results has become increasingly difficult. So this put in question some of the results of science. This is a symptom of a larger problem, and we need to address it because it can directly undermine the confidence in science. Confidence in the assessment of science. Researchers, government, and society at large have to be able to trust the processes in place to assess research quality and to allocate resources to science. Peer review process put researchers themselves at the center of this system. And confidence in science as a societal and cultural driver. Finally, evidence shows that science and scientists have enjoyed a higher level of trust from society than most other social actors, such as, for example, politicians, the media, or even institutions such as the police or the church. The same data, however, indicates a decline in the trust level in science over time. This is a worrying trend that can undermine the availability of taxpayer-based public funding for science and the capacity of science to interact and respond to society's needs and challenge. As it is stated in the Singapore Statement on Research Integrity, the value and benefits of research are vitally dependent on the integrity of research. We are all aware of cases of misconduct and breaches of research integrity, and we know that they cause severe damage to reputations of people and institutions, to the work of other scientists. They can lead also to mediatized scandals, and in the worst case, they can cost lives. All of these effects affect the confidence that society has in science. While an essential part of the responsibility for the integrity of science lies with the individual researchers themselves, research and organizations such as my own CSIC, where I'm the chair of the ethics committee, and like those that many of you represent today, have a key responsibility to help the researchers in carrying that heavy responsibility and provide the necessary conditions to maintain a trustworthy science system. Of course, you have to address the issue at different levels, at the level of each institution, as well as in collaboration across institutions and even across national borders. At Science Europe, myself and my fellow heads of research organization set up a working group of experts on the matter of research integrity to share experience, develop deeper collaboration on strengthening research integrity. These seven reasons that are in the slide to care about research integrity, you can see there on this final slide, are part of the awareness raising work that we are conducted in Science Europe. And such we can sum up research integrity main goals as: first, the protection of the grounds of science; second, to ensure that public trust in the integrity of the science is fully preserved; third, to stand behind the increase of public funding; fourth, to safeguard the prestige and the professional development of researchers; five, to avoid effects that can negatively affect the society; sixth, to stimulate the growth of the economy; and finally, to forewarn about needless wasting of resources. These may seem obvious, but they are so fundamental to what we as the community of science do that we need to keep reminding ourselves of them. Thank you very much.